AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, bringing it back in studio here. Good morning. Coming to you live from the hut. Right here on Dakota Avenue. 58 right now, and cloudy, and Uncle Mick said the second round probably be moving in later on this afternoon. So there you go. Rainy days and Mondays. Thank you, Karen Carpenter. But hey, we're feeling good because I got Katie Robber in here. No getting me down today. No getting me down. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's new in Chamber? We haven't even had a chance to talk about
list. I'm just hoping everyone has their sump pumps working today.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I'm looking for a boat and animals going in two by two. Kind of crazy getting here this morning, but I enjoyed it. It's our April showers.
You know, did I hear hail this morning, too?
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I was
dreaming. It didn't fall on my umbrella.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
What's that? You got a two-sheeter
it's
today. You got a double-sided list.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, things are
hopping.
Yeah. Spring's in the air. Mm-hmm. Summer is looming in the distance.
Yeah, well, we'll get there. Yeah.
So on Tuesday, stained glass workshop's happening, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Breck Public Library. You'll need to register for the stained glass workshop. It's larl.org/stained glass is where you're going to want to register at. Or you can call 218-643-2113. So that'll take you to the library. So.
I love stained glass. Stained glass artists just amaze me.
It's beautiful. And
stuff.
I think the requirement is you have to be 18 years or older.
Okay.
So, on Wednesday, there's a Bank at Work event with BMO. So they are putting on an event. And that, again, is over at the Breck Public Library from 5 to 6 p.m. And will provide resources to help you achieve your financial goals. So it's just an informational session put on by BMO. So
if
you
need
a little help with the finances, then this is a great, great workshop. And it's not going to take all night, 5 to 6 p.m.
Perfect.
Yep. Thursday kicks off the Wilkin County Health and Human Services scavenger hunt that is happening in Breckenridge, Campbell, and Rotze. May 1st is the start of it.
Got it.
Info can be picked up at the Health and Human Services building. It's 227 6th Street South in Breck.
Okay.
And then you could win one of five $100 gift cards. I think they're going to be drawing June 1st.
Okay.
So, you know, happy scavenger hunting.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Saturday, the unofficial kickoff of summer is Vince Herding's Spring Youth Fishing Derby.
Well, that is the unofficial kickoff, by the way.
I think we said that last year, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a free event for ages 18 and under. There's food and prizes, and that'll be over at the Kidder Rec area. So learn how to fish.
All right.
Little kids.
Oh, that's a great tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, there's two events happening on Sunday. The Boy Scout Troop 346 is holding a Celebrate Mom Early pancake feed.
Love that.
I know. Isn't that fun?
That's going to be a great event, too. I was reading more details about that.
Yeah, it's at the Wahpeton Community Center, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it's a free will donation.
All right.
Now, if you aren't full from the pancake feed, you can go over to the Wahpeton All Sports Booster Club. Breakfast of Champions is also happening over at the White Wahpeton High School Commons from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you could hit up the pancake feed at 8 a.m. and then hit up lunch. Pancake feed.
You wouldn't have to cook at all.
I know, right?
What a great idea.
8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Adults are $7, student $4, and you can get tickets at the door.
All right.
Also happening, it's not this coming week, but it's going to be next Wednesday. The Chamber of Commerce and Action Realty are partnering with other local real estate agents, and we're going to do a Locals First Real Estate Roundtable. It's a discussion with local realtors from Hammer, Action Realty, and Millita Realty, along with the mortgage lenders, title company reps, and more. And the idea is to, how do we get people who are looking to buy and sell their homes
locally,
to keep them local?
Yeah.
That's the discussion. That's the overall discussion.
To me, it just makes sense.
Right. This will take place over at the Science School May 7th.
Okay.
So that's
great information there. Yeah,
it'll be a 5:30 to 7 p.m. Discussion roundtable over at the Red River Community or Red River Room.
Fantastic.
And so it's more to come on that. We're working out the details, but there will be food and drink provided too. So
All right.
Just want to get the community informed and involved in keeping things local.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep it here.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Katie Robber, great to have you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Talk to you next Monday.
You bet.
All right, 9:13 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my